Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you, talking with Wyoming safety Andrew Wingard. And Andrew, bye week went by. How did things go for you? What did you get accomplished, not only on the field? Did you have some fun off the field? What did you do?
Right. I mean, it was good to have a bye week, you know, midway through the season, you know, obviously starting out good, 4-2. And, you know, with a bye week, you know, it's not you go out there and just prepare for Nevada the whole time. It's you get back to the basics, you know, getting in and out of your breaks, stuff like that. So the whole week it was just about getting better, not getting worse, but just improving on the little things. And, you know, now, you know, we did a little bit of Nevada, but like, I mean, like I said, we're just trying to improve, get back to the basics. But now this week we'll hit Nevada hard and go out and try to get another win.
Did you watch any games this weekend?
I did. I watched Nebraska. I watched, you know, a bunch of games. I was watching the Nebraska game, and they said Wyoming was the only winning team that they'd played so far. So that was kind of cool to hear. I did watch the Wisconsin-Ohio State game, which was a good game. So it was fun to kick back and, you know, not be playing and just be able to watch on TV. So I enjoyed my Saturday.
Did you catch any of the Mountain West teams? Did you see the Nevada game at all? Did you catch that CSU-Boise game?
I didn't see Nevada, but I did see CSU-Boise. And, you know, my dad was texting me, giving me updates and stuff. So that was pretty crazy. And, you know, that just goes to show you, you know, we beat CSU pretty good. So I think we can hang, you know, obviously I know we can hang with anyone, and especially Boise, who's probably the top team in our conference. I mean, we can hang with them. So I'm getting excited for the rest of the last six games.
I asked Coach Bull this about looking ahead, because if you do get past Nevada successfully, that Boise game is looming, and that's huge. How do you tell yourself not to do something like that? Because it almost seems like it's an instinct as a human to do something like that. How do you tell yourself not to?
Right, you know, in an ideal world, you know, we beat Nevada and the war is going crazy for a big game against Boise. But, you know, we beat Nevada last year when we were 0-6. That was our first win. And, you know, they probably thought, oh, they're 0-6. You know, we can just walk right through them. So, I mean, nothing's a given no matter what team you're playing. So we got to go out and, you know, play Nevada like we're playing Alabama. So that's how we got to approach it, and just go out and try to win at all things possible, get that win. So
you lost a key member of the defense with Carl. I mean, I know most of the time it's next man up mentality. Yep. Type deal, but you gotta feel pretty bad for him, because he was having such a good year. And I don't know how much you get to see with him being in front of you, but you're worried about your own things. But man, that's a tough loss for you guys, isn't it?
It really is. You know, anytime, I think any of us could say this, anytime we're back there and you hear the crowd go wild and we look back and it's a sack, you probably assume it was Carl. That's the kind of player he is, you know, and it sucks to lose him, but like you said, it is next man up. But, you know, he was really having a good year, and I feel sorry for him, but I know how hard he works. You know, he's every time he hasn't missed a lift yet, you know, he's in there limping around doing biceps and stuff. So he's a huge, you know, was a huge contributor, will continue to be after he heals up. But I know he's a hard worker and he'll be able to come back. So
upper body stuff, man, that's not bad, right? You can just get even bigger without having to play, right?
You know, don't have to do squats or anything. You can just get those arms big as possible.
You mentioned the Nevada win last year. How much can you, because you don't get to see the teams from the west side every year, you know, it's a rotation, but what do you remember about that Nevada team? What do they have coming back? Seems like they have a good running back that you're going to have to focus on. What do you remember, and what can you take out of that game?
Yeah, I know James Butler's a really good running back, and, you know, their QB, he's coming back. They pretty much have all the same skill guys as last year, and, you know, we were beating them pretty good last year, and, you know, they stormed back. You know, they could throw it and stuff like that. So we know we're going to have a tough challenge going. They have some big receivers, so it's going to be a, you know, tough challenge for all of us, and a good running back who, you know, I can compare him to Brian Hill. You know, he's really versatile, fast, and, you know, pretty strong. So we're gonna have a good challenge, but, you know, that's what we live for. So
you know, in watching you guys defensively, seeing the improvements that you have made is really nice to see, I'm sure, for you guys. But I'm sure there are some things you'd like to tweak and be better at, and one of those I would assume is big plays. And how do you guys, you've been better at it, but how do you guys get to where you want to be to really limit the big plays that have happened?
I think, you know, it just comes back to fundamentals, and at the same time, just not busting coverages. You know, we've had some of the big plays have been on busts. You know, I know there was one in Nebraska that was a bust, and, you know, against Air Force, Noodles even said it himself, you know, the ball's up in the air, and, you know, he went to try to make a play that he probably shouldn't have made, and instead you know, they scored a touchdown, and, you know, instead he could have just tackled the guy, and, you know, we lived to see another down. But it's that kind of stuff. So that's what we've been improving on this week. Like I said, you know, fundamentals, doing everything right, and obviously just, you know, keeping our keys right, being able to communicate with each other and not busting any coverages. And, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to tackling and stuff like that. So, you know, we improved on that, and we're looking forward to, you know, keep on improving. So
when's the last time you had a haircut?
Had to have been like 2014, something maybe. Really? Yeah. I got a mullet my junior year for the playoffs, and when we lost in the playoffs, I buzzed it, and that was the last time I ever got a haircut.
So it was down to the
it was
me.
It was a buzz cut.
Okay.
Wow. I've always either been a buzz cut or a long hair guy. I've never been anything in between. So it's been about coming up on two years now. So
no trims or anything?
Nope.
Dang. Okay. Best hair on the team. I mean, Lucas grows his out. You've got some mohawks. You got some things like that. Who has the best hair on the team?
Besides myself, I would have to say probably Richard Betancourt.
Okay.
He's got some – I mean, he's probably – him or Devin McKenna both have really good-looking flow. So
now, the new – the training center facility is going to have a barber shop in it. Did you see that?
I did.
Cool. But first of all, that facility, that video that the athletic department put up is pretty sweet. But a barbershop, man. You won't utilize it, though.
I'm going to try not to. You know, my dad tagged me in the video on Twitter, and he said, you know, there's a barbershop in there, so I guess you're going to have to cut the flow. And, you know, first thing that came to my head was hell no. So I'm going to keep growing it as long as I can.
Speaking of Twitter, I saw a GIF or a Vine, I can't remember, was it Drew Van Manen, maybe, that he's looking somewhere. Was that him? That was him. I can't remember exactly what he said, but I'm talking to him next.
Camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
It is. Yeah. He's got some nice mohawk. Him and Jordan Ellis have the mohawk going and the war paint. It's pretty I'd be pretty scared to take on one of them in the hole, so.
Definitely. So, Andrew, it was great talking to you. Best of luck against Nevada, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Appreciate it.